October 16, 1972, two congressmen board a small plane in Alaska. They fly into violent weather.
Terrible turbulence in some spots. Just absolutely turn the airplane upside down.
And disappear. Despite a massive search,
we're just praying that out in that snow they're going to find him walking around up there.
They're never found. The case goes cold. That is, until I start researching it.
I'm standing right in the middle of Portage Pass in Alaska.
My name is John Walczak. I'm a journalist based in New Orleans. And what I've found is one of the strangest stories you've never heard.
Did he indicate what was in the suitcase?
He said it was a bomb.
Mysterious radio transmissions
notified me of what they heard of the plane going down.
The mafia.
It was a tough time for law enforcement. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of crime. Cocaine was everywhere.
An alleged bombing.
This one, FBI Anchorage, FBI headquarters.
And a brand new lead on the plane's location.
It looked pretty shiny, but it was shredded, like it was torn off.
So join me as I travel from Arizona to the Arctic Circle, tracking down sources.
I was the last person to see the man alive.
Trekking into the bush.
What happens is that the wind just roars down the glacier.
Trying to figure out what happened to Congressman Hale Boggs and Nick Begich.
You can't write this stuff. You can't. It's crazy.
Listen to Missing in Alaska starting May 20th. New episodes available every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.